You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, we are powered by SID Media. So a career is something that you have to do for the rest of your active life. You definitely want to do something that you like doing and gives you satisfaction. Choosing the right profession means that you will be able to have economic security. Yes, Tina, extended security. However, are there things that one should consider for a woman before she chooses her career? Because, I mean, siyazala, we have, you know, sometimes you can't take certain jobs because you have people in the house looking for you. Or should we just go for it? Should we just go and climb that corporate ladder or ministerial ladder? There is such a thing, ne? For that, should we just go for it? Or there are some things, there are some boundaries that we cannot cross. And yes, so Sister Cleo is joining me on the line. Sister Cleo Shabalala is joining us on the line to help us understand. Hi, Mfundis Cleo. We are Balega. Why are you running away from being?
No, I'm off. Finally.
It's coming. It's a prophet.
Wow.
Salborn, how are you?
Good morning.
Are you well?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. It's askies, man. You know, we used to speaking to pastors. So sometimes, even when I have elders, I call them. I'm like, you're sorry. Because you're an elder. You're sorry. Sorry to pastor.
Wow.
No, it is well, man. I hope you're good. Hey, I hope you're good. Yes, Yasin, we're speaking about a very important one here. Maybe pastoring is a career that we must consider, me and you. Yabona, maybe God is speaking to us and we are not sure about it. But so we're speaking all things careers for us women. You know, the last time I know we spoke about marriage and it being an achievement and so forth and so on. But careers, I would suspect that it is an achievement, but I don't know. So as we kick it off, Sister Cleo, does a career make a woman? Like me now having this career of being a broadcaster, being on air, does that make me a woman? Like, does it make me, you know, or there's more to it?
Yeah. So I was like, yay. I was an idiot. They just want career women to, like, yeah, come after me.
No, we won't. We won't. It's a safe space. It's a safe space.
These women will kill me. So for me, the long and short of it is no. Mm-hmm. No. God made and continues to make a woman.
Yeah.
To excel in every sphere that God has called her into. Mm. That's the long and short of it for me. How does a career for a woman walking with God look like? Mm-hmm. For me, it looks like Matthew 28, verse 19.
Yeah.
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. You know, I was thinking about it as I was writing this and the Holy Spirit was inspiring. Mm. I was laughing so hard that for me, I think Matthew 28 has always been the center of everything. I remember when I was in high school, probably, I can't remember whether grade 9, when schools close, I would go to each and every house preaching the gospel. I doubt I'd do that now.
Bazook shy.
You know, I don't know what it comes over me, but you know, I would go through each and every house, like, you know, sitting with old ladies and talking about the Bible and you know, and from that time, I think that's been my absolute mandate, you know. In life, that's my career, that's my core.
Yeah.
You know, and and my career has nothing to do with being an evangelist right now. Nowhere close, trust me. You know, but everything since then for me has been centered around that verse. So in whatever platform or whatever opportunity I am granted, it's always about how do I become a fisher of men.
Yep.
You know, how do I represent God so well that whoever I encounter longs to know this God of mine, this God I am serving, you know, to a point that He has taken care of the rest in terms of career progression, in terms of balancing between work and life.
Mm.
You know, because I have made him the center of everything else, and therefore everything else just falls into place.
Mm.
So I think for me, that would be, that is what makes a woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think a career per se has the ability to make a woman. So yeah.
So
I think I'll leave it for now.
Mm-hmm. So we have women. I think I'm also driven, but I don't know. I'm not sure because I've not made, you know, I've not written down where I'm going, but I'm going somewhere. So for women who are driven, you know, who are career driven, yes, we do have those who say, no, I will not get married or settle down up until maybe I'm an MD or CEO or whatever. Or even if they don't reach such stages, but, you know, they have their career path written down clearly. You know, they put in the extra effort. They put in the extra overtime. They put in everything and they make sure. And their work is actually spectacular. You know, it's brilliant. It's good. Is that ambition something that can be a downfall? Should we like tone it down a bit? And is it because we're women or we could just go for it? If men can do it, why can't we do it?
So for me, I think, what is ambition?
Mm.
That is where we need to nip it down, you know?
Yeah.
A strong desire to achieve something.
Mm.
That is what Google would say. To what end and why? Why do you want to achieve this something and why? Why do you want to achieve it?
Mm.
You want to be more successful. You want to be the most successful businesswoman. Why?
Yep. Mm.
What is in your heart?
Mm.
Is it for power? Is it for financial security?
Mm.
Is it to show that guy that left you for another woman that you are better without him?
Born.
Or is it because God says, whatever you do, do it all glory of God?
Hey.
What is in your heart?
Mm.
Therefore, the motive behind the ambition determines whether it will be a downfall or not.
Mm.
You know, I think everything where God is, like we were saying last week, everything where God is not in it, there's chaos.
Mm.
So, yes, ambition can be a good thing when God is the one driving it. Where is your heart? Who are you doing it for? You know, and that is what we need to nip it down to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, When now we have this career, so for example, me with my career, I sometimes get to travel, right? And I have 3 children and a husband. I love to use myself as an example every time I'm speaking, so people don't think, how did Zanella know my situation? So, so I'll use myself as an example, right? So I travel in my work. You know, I've got 3 children, I've got a husband, and my career allows me to do that. In fact, not really allow, but it requires me, to do that once in a while. And I remember, there was a time where a colleague of mine was like, "Oh, Zanella, you're such a bad mother. You're such a bad. You have children. You must stay at home. Don't travel." I'm like, "Huh? Jani, how did that? You know?" So there's us having these careers that requires us to, you know, sometimes to be away from home, sometimes having to travel, sometimes you work late hours. You know, does that make us bad mothers or bad wives? Does it affect relationships? Does it do that? Personally, it doesn't for me. But for other people who are thinking like, I want to do this, but I'm not sure if my relationship is going to be affected or not. Does us having that ambition to wanna be somebody or reach somewhere in this life affect those relationships, or is it something we should caution ourselves against?
Sure. Yeah, so I'm going to take a while to answer this one. Just come with me and bear with me.
Mm-hmm.
So have you ever noticed how we can be in the same storm, same boat, affected by the same circumstances, but have different experiences?
Yes.
It's about who reigns sovereign in your life.
Mm.
Self or God?
Mm.
There will be times when you feel overwhelmed. I'm not going to lie. You feel like bad things are just happening, you know, all over. Like, I know where I work, we've got peak times. It gets hectic. It gets really bad. You know? And but there are also times where the same job, same children, same salary, and same husband every day. We'll be like, you live in miracles. You're like, Aibo, kwamnandi, you know? And you just wonder, okay, what's going on? So the question is, how do you navigate the two?
Mm-hmm.
So I think for me, the first one, where everything feels bad, your approach to the situation makes a difference. Mm. Don't judge the circumstance as bad or good.
Mm.
They are both necessary. Because he always allows circumstances for a reason.
Mm.
Ask him, Lord, what am I to learn from this?
Yeah.
When it all seems like, hey, I can't.
Mm.
You need to face him and you say, okay, you allowed the circumstance. Mm. Why? Because at the end of the day, everything revolves around him. It's about him.
Mm.
You know? Because at the end of the day, Zanele, we don't know what should be.
Yep.
The moment you give God permission to run your life, nothing happens in your life that shouldn't.
Mm.
Yes, it may feel bad or good, but it doesn't mean it shouldn't have happened.
Mm.
So there will be times when it affects your relationships.
Mm-hmm.
During those times, look unto him. There's something he's trying to teach you.
Hey.
When you have learned your lesson, the fruits will be balanced.
Hey.
Things just fall into place. Mm. Because like David said in Psalms 57 verse 3, he shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up.
Mm.
So God sent forth his mercy and his truth.
Mm.
And you wonder, Aibo, what has changed? It's still the same boss.
Mm. Yep,
same
yep.
subordinate. Same husband, same children, with the same extramurals that they have, but all of a sudden they just balance.
Mm.
Enjoy those times.
Mm.
Don't forebode joy when those times come.
Mm.
And always look forward to them while ugoisha, you know, while it seems like, hey, this work is affecting, or this has been affecting my work or whatever. Because he who promised does not lie.
True. True.
All things work out for good.
Mm.
The question is, who are you looking to?
Mm.
Focus on him. Ask him why.
Yeah.
Teach me, you know? So those around me honestly always say, you take things so light when you never stress about anything, even when things are falling apart or you are losing opportunities. The truth is, I only take God seriously.
Mm.
Honestly,
mm-hmm.
I only take seriously, and he's promised that everything works out for my good.
Yes,
for sure. Those who trust in the Lord. So I just surrender. If he sees fit that the things must fall apart, let them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. We are so scared of discomfort that we miss out on drawing closer and experiencing God more and growing. Because we have this notion that there's good and we judge circumstances. Even God has repeatedly said, he is the judge.
Yeah.
He is the only judge. We are not to judge what we go through. He knows best.
Yeah.
Trust him. Surrender and go through it. Yeah. Don't avoid it. Go through it.
Yep. So with that, Sister Cleo, should we now, you know, we have those people with I don't know if it's principles or standards. I don't know. Whom they prefer a woman only just to earn, like work and earn certain, as much as they don't know how much you earn, but certain amounts, you understand? They expect a woman to progress to a certain level and not have that ambition to say, yes, in one day, for example, here, since we're on AWR, one day, you know, I'm going to be the president of AWR International. We having people who don't expect a woman to have such ambitions, to be an MD, to be a CEO, to be, because we have families to take care of, you know, we have to nurture these children and stuff like that. Should we then now, the more we see women are progressing, should we applaud them and say, sister, go for it? You know, the world is, but the world is your oyster. I don't know where they've tasted them, but should we now applaud women who actually achieve these things instead of dragging them down, saying, yo, and then how about your family? Because the more you climb up, is the more the responsibilities you have, is the more time you will spend less at home, you know. But you know yourself, you're fulfilling yourself. And God has allowed, I mean, that God has given you this opportunity. I mean, really now. So should we now start being in a habit of applauding women whenever they do these things?
So Steve Simpson writes, following tradition is nothing more than honoring what God did at one time. Okay. But is no longer doing. In other words, religion honors what God did, but this is what he is doing. And many Christians practice safe church.
Okay.
Their entire lives. The attitude being, God, don't make me pregnant with your plan and purpose. So we are still functioning in, you know, and that is religion. So it does not matter what career you are in. You know, it could be the highest paying job in the world or the one perceived as the, I don't know, the most manly, or you should not go for it or whatnot. If God is not in it, you will be the most miserable person. So it does not matter whether you are being applauded or you are not being applauded or people are against it or not. For as long as God has sent you, my sister, I think John 10, verse 27 says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Uzokubiza, he will call you where he wants to call you, at the time he wants to call you.
Yep.
So what is important is knowing where has God called you to be. Not everyone is going to applaud. Not everyone is going to be there saying, yay, great. But it's about you. You know God has called you to be. Because we must be wary of expending energy on anything that God has not specifically called us to. You know? So for as long as God is going to be there with you, no, man. You won't feel obligated to try and function in areas where you are not called to. Like marriage, maybe. I'm making an example. You know? So to a point that it leaves you feeling guilty and unsatisfied. You know, I have to remind myself that not everything has my name on it.
Yep.
I only aim for what God has called me to do.
Okay.
You know, and the only person who can know that is between you and God. God called you, and you are the only one who knows. If you have allowed him to reign over your life, you are the only one who knows the voice. And you know him, and you know where he says you must go. Therefore, go with confidence, because where he is with you, every knee shall bow. It's okay.
I love how you've actually, you know, explained that. So there is this thing, Sister Cleone, as we as we're about to wrap up, where we've seen it, where instead of mostly in corporate, in fact, most jobs, guys, are in, it's either corporate or government, you know, mostly in corporate, where when a woman has now climbed the ladder, there will be all sorts of rumors. No man, law has done 1, 2, 3, 4. Law, the reason why she's getting promoted is because, you know, she's doing 1, 2, 3, 4. So what are some of the things that we should avoid as women as we're claiming the corporate ladder? Because sometimes, some of us, we have that personality of being bubbly, and people mistaken it for being, for flirting, for example, right? So how, what are some of the things that we can avoid? Meaning that even if I'm bubbly as Uzanele, I should avoid being bubbly with my boss, for example, because he's a man. Because now when I'm promoted, I'm going to be accused of sleeping with him, you know, because it's reality. We do have women that even when we know good, she works very hard. We see her agashayi thing of 4, she's always knocking off at 6. We know she, her work is clean, it's good and stuff, but just because of ulimi, and the jealousy and envy that as people we have, whenever now we're like, we're going to drag you down saying, no, that's why you can't, So what are some of the things that we can avoid? Not saying it's solely on us. Sometimes, yes, some of the things are on us, but those that are not on us, what can we avoid so that people don't have funny things to say about us when now born a sengi CEO pair and clearly they're on that big chain?
I think the only thing you can avoid is doing what, acting outside of God's character. That is the only thing you can avoid, honestly. But in terms of being like Jesus, you can't avoid that. Jesus calls you to love, to have peace, to be liberal. You know, I was watching The Chosen, and I keep on laughing that this guy, I would be sitting there and thinking, I'm not just a telela guy. And when you sit back and you just because I would go back to the Bible, man, and say, hi, man, did this really is this how he responded? You know. And you would see that at the end of the day, there is nothing that he could do that was going to be acceptable. So there was never going to be a time where he would say, let me appease the Pharisees or let me do this so that they can accept me. No, it doesn't work like that. Whatever it is that he did, they would pick on him because they just wanted to pick on him. So there's nothing you can do as a child of God to avoid that, unfortunately. It is part of the journey. The only thing that you can avoid is don't act. Don't be unlike him.
Yep.
You must not be found being unlike him. Just be like him and be consistent in revealing his character. And that is all. Everything else, honestly, he will take care of it. They will continue to talk, they will continue to say whatever it is, as long as you know where it's coming from, where is your heart. I think that's all that matters. You know, I was telling a friend the other time that I went and I spoke to someone, and honestly, it was really, really coming from a good place, and I don't think I received feedback that was what I expected and whatnot. But I think I'm at peace because I know that I was coming from a good place. I was coming from a place of trying to resolve conflict, you know. And that is all that matters. God knows where your heart is. That is all that. When God knows where your heart is, he will make sure that it all works out for your good.
Yeah.
Preventing it and avoiding it, unfortunately, you can't. Because we are fighting battles that we ourselves don't know. So, yeah.
Yeah, Neil. And I love how you're saying, Bazo Kuluma, you know, there's a picture that I've once came across on as our parting shots now. It said, you know, it had a family where they were walking, and then people were like, how? Why are they not buying a donkey? Then they bought a donkey, and then one was climbing, one was holding. Like, how? Why are they not? Like, there's always something. Like, there's always something. Whether you climb that career ladder or not, there will always be someone who's speaking. Whether you are remaining where you are, but also why are you not progressing? When you progress, why is she progressing? You know, so it's a matter of, So do you have any closing words for us, Cecily, or maybe a word of encouragement to women or anything like that, so that we may wrap up this conversation? I truly loved it. I'm losing Sis Cleo. Are you back? Yes, you're back. You're back. I know, I was saying that you can give us your closing remarks there and maybe encourage the ladies there career-wise.
Yeah, so I think at the end of the day, it all boils down to everything is about God. Everything is about the Holy Spirit and everything is about Jesus. Everything that you do, my dear sister, do it for the glory of God. If it's taking care of that family, take care of it like you were taking care of God himself. If it is leading that, being that CEO, do it like you were doing it with God himself. Excel in each and every opportunity that God gives you. I always say in Pathfinder, they taught us that when you, even when you are given a window to wash, wash it, like wash it to a point that if somebody comes and says, who washed this window? You would be so proud to say, I did, because you know that you gave it your all, you gave it your best. And that is all that God is asking from you, that every opportunity she gives you, no matter how minute and no matter how great, do it with all your might, like you are doing it unto the Lord.
Indeed. Do it like you're doing it unto the Lord. Cecily, I can't let you go without praying for us. Please pray for us, Tina, who wants to be CEOs and MDs. Who wants to drive a Mazara. We want to like Masingena, Uzo, Kwai, like the... us who want to be lovely guests.
Thank you. Let's pray. Jehovah Muhle, Jehovah Nothando, Mdaluzu Nomhlaba. Siyakubonga, Jehovah, for once again granting us with this opportunity to fellowship with you. At this moment in time, we would like to ask, oh Father God, that you may please help us to guard our hearts and our minds so that, oh Father, you may help us in walking the right path, the path that you want for us, so that we know that whatever opportunity that you have given us, you have given us so that we may glorify your name. So help us as sisters to know that each and everything that we do it for you. Nothing else. We ask that you may help us enlarge our territories and help us, oh Father God, to grow in knowing you as we grow in serving you and serving the world. We ask all of this in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen and amen. Sister Cleo, thank you so much for joining us here on Mid Morning Empowerment. Have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you for having me, Z. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, sis.
Bye.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.